Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Dan Harr is one of our favorites. Associate editor, bon vivant, columnist for the Hearst, Connecticut Media. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hi.
Glenn Miller was only 40?
Yeah. Hey, I don't
knew that.
Hey, look, I don't make stuff up here, Harr. You should know that by now.
So, well, once in a while, but it's pretty clear.
Once in a while, we do. Like, we thought the Twins had a chance against the Yankees. How stupid were those people? We're now into the vaping crisis, which we go through times in our state and in our country now where every month there's a new crisis, and now it's vaping. And you did a little man on the street, a man in the vaping store survey on Thursday.
Vaping store in the street. Yeah.
You did a little survey on Thursday and Friday, and shockingly, you found that the people who work at the vaping stores don't think they're the problem.
That's right, but they also thought that the Twins were going to win, you know, in five.
So. Yeah, exactly. So what do they know? Maybe they should have smoked a little bit more. Were you surprised by the responses you got, Dan?
I was surprised by the strength of the answers. I thought it would be more like the tobacco response, right? Because people equate this to tobacco because it is tobacco in a sense.
Yes.
Where cigarette makers would sort of deny the science and, obfuscate. And I think we all remember Nick Buonocondi on 60 Minutes, if we're old enough.
Yeah.
That sort of famous performance. And you thought you would get something like that. But no, they really do believe, and this is an old dilemma. This is the, do you make the perfect the enemy of the good? And they're saying, of course, ideally, this is not necessarily good for your health.
Right.
We understand that, but it keeps people off cigarettes. And the stores that I went to, two of them are higher end stores, and so they're sort of working with their customers to wean themselves off of cigarettes, or so they say.
Uh-huh.
And then as far as the flavors go, some of them cited a survey that showed that it was really people in their 20s who liked the flavors, that the flavors are not, and, these flavors are wild. It's like, you'll say like, chill melon and all this stuff. You know, it's really, it's the stuff that you would think would appeal to kids, but they're saying, no, the surveys show that that's not happening. So, and then their main argument is that of the 500, nobody had studied the 1,000 illnesses, and of course now the number is higher. 77% was stuff that was bought in the street.
Yeah, see, that is part of it, because a lot of people do their own homebrew, right, Dan?
Yeah, and you can imagine that, in the earlier days of alcohol, a lot of people were dying before the industry was mature.
Right.
Of grain alcohol, and that sort of thing. Methyl alcohol, I should say.
The governor is being cautious as far as whether he wants to ban it all or wants to ban some of it. It looks like he's studying what everybody else in the region is doing. When you went to those stores, did you have a chance to ask them about the about their thoughts on how the governor's handling this?
Yeah, well, the ones that were aware of what the governor had said on Thursday night weren't happy that he said, look, nobody should do this stuff at all.
Okay.
Right? And then he immediately followed that up with, especially not the stuff that is illegal on the street and especially THC, right? Because the way this works is there's no single system. There are lots and lots of systems out there. When you go into a vaping store, you have to know this is – it's like – I don't know. I'm trying to think of an equivalent. It's like going to a computer store, 30 years ago, where it was like you just had to know too much. Right, you really do. It's like there's lots of little boxes and gadgets and widgets and stuff, and most of them are systems that are called that are open systems. That is where you can plug in a cartridge that somebody makes.
Okay.
And that's what they're afraid of. So they do blame that. And, yeah, I mean, you know, look, in this day and age, as you guys know, when the governor makes a proclamation, it's not like everybody in the state hears it. I was telling people that what the governor was saying. Yeah. And they're saying, well, he shouldn't say that.
Oh, well, I mean, seriously, are these guys, as you said, you know, if you buy a computer from some guy down the street, there's that. But if you go into, you know, one of the computer stores, you would assume they know what they're selling. Do these guys know what they're selling?
The two high-end stores that I went to, they really know what they're selling. And it's much more of a sort of like, you know, going into a men's shop and being fitted for a suit type of experience.
Okay.
And then two other stores that I went to were more akin to more akin to sort of not fast food convenience stores. One was sort of a hybrid, right? But generally speaking, I would say three out of the four had people that claimed expertise in vape products. So that's more of a like the men's store experience.
Do you have any sense from what you hear or from talking to people in the legislature, how they'd go on this issue?
It's sad to say it's starting to divide on party lines. I had thought we had had an issue. You know, we all like to see issues that don't divide on party lines, especially when something is somewhat less ideological. Like, I understand that tolls is going to divide on party lines. I get it, and taxes and that sort of thing. But this appears to be dividing on party lines. With Republicans either not saying anything or saying let's wait and see, and with Democrats saying, you know, let's go quickly and let's get this stuff off. The biggest expert in this in the legislature by a long shot is Dr. Saud Anwar, who is he's a pulmonologist. He's a lung doctor, out loud, and he's pushing for a ban. But I think. He probably does know that the governor can't order a ban the way the governor thought he could in Massachusetts. And even in Massachusetts, where Charlie Baker thought he had the right to have a ban, he's being sued. Right. Connecticut's constitution doesn't allow that in an executive order.
All right. Danny, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it.
All right. Keep going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.